to make fun of a reality, a truth. We should face them very seriously and even to treat them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dealt with these people in such a way when he says, "Kalla sayalamun." Don't let them to blame and fight your beliefs. Tell them, you will get the answer. It means there will be a punishment and hell, and there you will see the result. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala repeats these words, he says, "Kalla sayalamun, summa kalla sayalamun." Nay, they will come to know. Nay, again, they will come to know. It means when you are fighting with these people in argument, when you argue with these people, try to be very strong and emphasize on your point even several times. When you have something true, try to emphasize and repeat it. And Allah says, "Summa kalla sayalamun." Nay, again, they will come to know. Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, "Sayalamun." In Arabic word, the letter sin, when it comes and added to the future word, it means very soon, very near future. And Allah says, in a very near future, they will see the punishment and they will understand by their heart. Sayalamun, it means, it refers to judgment day. He wants to say, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to say that judgment day is the day that all the people will see the truth and find out the truth. Please listen to verse 6 to 8.
أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا.
Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا. Have we not made the earth an even expanse? وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا, and the mountains as pegs? وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, and we created you in pairs. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا. We made and we created the mountains as the pigs. Allah brought the example for mountains, and they said, he said the mountain is as a pigs for the earth. There is some similarities between pig and also watad, mountain. What is it? When we see the pig, most of that is on the ground. A part of that is outside. The mountain is the same. Most of the parts of the mountains are hidden in the ground, and some parts of the mountain are outside. As the pig is keeping two items together and tied them and pressed them, the mountain is the same. The mountain is located very deep on the ground and is an obstacle of the earthquake and is keeping and protecting the earth from shaking a lot. The mountain has a lot of benefits. One, when we see the snows in the winter, the mountain will keep it for the summer. So we can say the mountains are refrigerator. We keep the snow in the winter and we use it in the summer. At the same time, when we talk about hurricanes, gusts of the winds, the mountain is the one which protects us from gusts of the wind. The mountains are the signs for the people who are walking or going from one place to another in the desert. They are the best signs to know the road. At the same time, the mines, and the best stones are hidden in the mountain. The caves are in the mountain, and also it causes to make a different valleys that are very useful for the people. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in these verses says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا. He pushes the people to think about the existence and essence. And he said, if you think properly that everything is organized very well, then you will know your Lord much better. Another point that we use from these verses, we understand Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala encourages us to use our intellect, our logic, and our conscience. When he says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مَهَادًا, we have not made the earth in such a way. It means when you think properly and use your intellect, you will understand and you will find out that you have a Lord and you have a Creator who is very wise and created everything in a perfect way. Thank you very much for watching. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه
Interpretation of the Holy Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. With the help of Allah, we have started to have a brief interpretation of Quran. Please listen to verse 9 to 11 of chapter Naba.
وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا.
Allah تبارك وتعالى says, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا, and we made your sleep to be rest. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا, and we made the night to be a covering. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا, and we made the day for seeking livelihood. Allah تبارك وتعالى says, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ صُبَاتًا. صُبَات in Arabic words means to cut the activity, works, or anything else. When we cut the work and our activity, it means we are going to have rest. The rest, not only the body needs rest, also the spirit and mind needs rest. And the night is the best time for the rest of the mind and body both at the same time. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us, we know ourselves, but He reminds us that when He says, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا, we have created your sleep in such a way, the night in such a way, and also we have created you in pairs. When He reminds us such a things, He wants to tell us the one that who has created you and anything else, all the phenomena in such a way, He has ability to create us in a judgment day. Even if we are dead for many, many centuries, He can bring us back since He has created us at the beginning from nothing. When Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Kalla Sayalamun, at the beginning when He says, Alladhi hum fihi mukhtalifun, the people disagree about Judgment Day, then He tries to prove that there is a Judgment Day. He says, they will come to know. Then He starts to talk about His power. When He says, وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, we have created you in such a way, in a best way, the earth, the night, and we prepared the livelihood for you. It means you must understand, although some people deny it, but you should use your intellect, your logic, and your conscience to find out the truth. And the truth is, such a person, the person who has created everything from nothing, is able to bring us back in a judgment day. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. He wants to say that we have power at the same time that since we are wise and the